Well, we had the somewhat shocking news, I guess, of the death of Al Davis over the weekend. The very famous and influential Raiders owner passing away at the age of 82. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline was one of his peers and friends. It's Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, man.
Our condolences upon the passing of your friend.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. I was great friends with Al. He was a very good friend of mine. We were very close, mainly because we were two grade-A decomposing nut jobs who were hell-bent on morphing into the Crypt Keeper.
God.
Plus, we often drunk-dialed each other to bitch about our teams. But it's very sad, and I know Al's at peace now, and I'm sure the first thing he's going to do when he goes through the Pearly Gates is to try to replace the white robe with a white satin tracksuit.
Yeah, probably so.
Of course, the second thing he'll do is try to fire God and then sue Pete Rozelle to relocate heaven. But they were very sad, very sad. Well, we certainly wish Al to rest in peace, but we also need to send a big congratulations to Dan Snyder, who is now the officially worst owner in football. Not counting me.
Right, right.
So I thought that we would have a little moment of silence, if we could, for Al Davis, who was so tragically cut down by these cowards. So let's have a moment of silence for Al.
All right.
The fake Jerry has called for a moment of silence after the untimely death of NFL legend Al Davis. And now, a moment of silence on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, America's favorite radio station, home of the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game.
Paul.
We now continue with regular scheduled program on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm very sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm very sorry for that. I got a call from Paul McCartney there, and I was trying to answer it, and I forgot we were doing the moment of silence.
That's all right. I understand how you feel.
Well, I apologize.
That's all right.
Well, let's can we do the moment now?
Okay.
I thought that was the moment.
All right, now
this is the moment. Ready? Okay, that was the moment.
There was the moment of silence.
Okay.
But this Al stuff certainly has me thinking about my mortality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really makes you wonder, and I'm sure I'm having the same thoughts as a lot of late 60-year-old men. As I get to the end of my life, I'm, you know, beginning to wonder if I have enough jarred hobo organs to buy me an extra 20 years.
Oh,
I'm sure a lot of guys are thinking that.
But I don't think many are.
But I just don't know if I'm ready to go yet, mainly because I don't know if I can even leave this team to one of my sons. They're just too young to run a team.
Makes you nervous, doesn't it?
Just too immature.
I think, isn't Steven almost 50?
But let's talk football.
Okay. Well, you know, some of the NFC East teams backed up to you yesterday.
Really? I didn't really watch it.
Yeah, the Eagles and Giants lost yesterday.
Well, that's just not how I chose to spend my bye weekend. So,
oh, what'd you do?
What I do for my bye weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Gene for allowing me to have these bye weekends. Not a lot of wives would allow a man to explore his sexuality like this. So
it just means your team has the week off.
I just
off.
Love getting a baggie of poppers and some reservoir tips and heading out into the park. And,
gosh,
Jerry.
What a bad visual.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, y'all are asking about the bye week, B-Y-E?
Yeah, yes. On the schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, for our Cowboy bye week, we worked the team hard.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new policy that we're trying here, a new practice. We're trying to teach Romo to look at his jersey before every game and to try to throw the ball to guys who are wearing something similar to that.
That's a good plan.
We've also had a new plan put in place. We're putting Bobby Carpenter mask on all of our receivers to try to help Tony get the ball to him.
Throw to a friendly face.
That's right. And it's not just Tony where we got concerns about. Of course, Doug Free. Mm-hmm. And I've been playing all that great. And so I told Doug Free that if he don't start playing better, he's going to be playing for his last name.
That'll motivate him.
And we told Phil Costa that he needs to learn to snap the ball only when Romo is absolutely ready to throw an interception.
So a lot of hard work in the bye week out there. A
lot of hard work, John. So we certainly appreciate it.
We do appreciate it, too.
We're positive.
We're positive, too, Jerry, and thanks for the time this morning.
Go Rangers.
Okay, we'll see you. Little plug out there for the Rangers. There's